With that background, let me tell you a little bit about this topic, and make sure you realize there's a lot going on here besides, and I'll talk about this, just privilege. When we're dealing with privilege, we're often dealing with who is my client, and that can get us into malpractice claims and disqualification and stuff like that, and I'll start off with an issue that relates to that. And the second thing is, when we talk about especially patent agents, and when we talk about what I think is a very closely related issue about in-house counsel, we can be dealing with the unauthorized practice of law, which can be a crime in some states. We can deal with, especially with in-house counsel, with issues about fee splitting and things, which can get them into a lot of trouble. Let me ask you, how many of you are in-house counsel? How many of you know in-house counsel? Okay. How many of you want to be in-house counsel? They get to goof off and do nothing, from what I understand. So there's a lot of other things underlying this. And those of you who are in-house counsel who are only registered in the state where you practice, I'll try to point out a few of those things when we get into that topic, because there's a lot of problems that can happen out there. What am I going to talk about? First of all, I always start off with choice of law, and this is, in this area in particular, is a real mess, and I'll be pretty brief about it, but there's a case pending in Texas that everybody needs to be aware of. And then there's a problem that I have seen come up over and over again, and I just put up a blog post on Pat Leo last month, I guess it was, about the most recent case, but there's got to be 10 cases that involve this problem. And it arises out of a clause that I have seen in license agreements, in joint venture agreements, all sorts of things. And it's amazing to me that clause persists in agreements, given all the problems that it has caused. But we'll talk about that.